Eighth Sphere by Thoth, Hermes, Trismegistus. Recited by yours truly, Tobin Osuski, on The Art of Flying. This is an access code. I can put it no other way. With no further ado, Hermes bowed his head in thankfulness to the great dragon who had taught him so much and begged to hear more concerning the ultimate of the human soul. So Poemandres resumed, "At death, the material body of man is returned to the elements from which it came, and the invisible divine man ascends to the source from whence it came, namely the eighth sphere. Then, being naked of all accumulations of the seven rings, the soul comes to the eighth sphere, namely the ring of fixed stars. Here, freed from all illusion, it dwells in the light and sings the praises to the Father in a voice which only the pure of spirit may understand. Behold, O Hermes, there is a great mystery in the eighth sphere. For the Milky Way is the seed ground of souls, and from it they drop into the rings. And to the Milky Way they return again from the wheels of Saturn. But some cannot climb the seven-runged ladder of the rings, so they wander in darkness below and are swept into eternity with the illusion of sense and earthiness. The path to immortality is hard, and only a few find it. The rest await the great day when the wheels of the universe shall be stopped and the immortal sparks shall escape from the sheaths of substance. Woe unto those who wait, for they must return again, unconscious and unknowing, to the seed ground of stars and await a new beginning. Those who are saved by the light of this mystery, which I have revealed unto you, O Hermes, and which I now bid you to establish among men, shall return again to the Father who dwelleth in the white light, and shall deliver themselves up to the light, and shall be absorbed into the light, and in the light they shall become powers in God. This is the way of good, and is revealed only to them that have wisdom." Thank you.